The census, a once-a-decade mandatory counting established by Article 1 of the Constitution, is the basis of the distribution of federal dollars communities stand to receive for schools, roads, parks, and bridges, as well as political representation in Congress. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Community leaders all across the Lehigh Valley have emphasized the importance of this 2020 census to all residents, including Phillips Armstrong, Lehigh County executive, who mentioned the census in his State of the County address.
That's why we're wearing the pin, the census. Pass-through money comes because of the number of people you have. I have been preaching and preaching the census. And what I preach to all of them this year especially is the fact how important this census is. $2,093 per person per year is lost if you are not counted. I'm really counting on all of you here to please spread that word. Get the message out. It's important for Lehigh County. It's important for every one of those 25 municipalities. They're going to need money for their schools, their libraries, their infrastructure repairs, their hospitals. All of this is determined by the count of people. We can't miss the count. My chief administrator came up with the slogan. He said, "We're counting on you." Well, we are.
More than 59% of Lehigh Valley households have completed the mandatory 2020 census so far, outpacing the statewide average of 50.3%. The response rate puts Lehigh and Northampton counties among the top 10 Pennsylvania counties with the largest percentage of responses to date. Even though we have an excellent response rate so far, the Lehigh Valley wants to avoid what happened in the 2010 census, where up to 30% of area residents were undercounted. Allentown Mayor Ray O'Connell and Miriam Huerta, Senior Vice President of Allentown Initiatives with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, speaking with Greg Capogna on WDIY's On Every Main Street, mentioned this.
We've got the census coming up.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
This is really, really important. And I'm not sure people, because it's every 10 years, I'm not sure people really understand how important this is. There was an estimated undercount of 30% in 2010.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us about that?
And the 30% undercount in Allentown was mostly in inner city, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have with the Department of Community Economic Development under direction of Leonard Leitner, we've had various meetings throughout the last year and a half getting ready for the census. 30% undercount, we can't have that. We have to lessen that to hopefully 5% or maybe even 2 or 3%. For every resident counted, man, woman, child, that's $2,100 per resident,
wow,
per person. Okay?
And if we had a 30%.
We lost millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. So if we can cut down to 5%, and that goes for 10 years, you get that money every year for 10 years. And that money obviously can go to the nonprofits, youth engagement programs, affordable housing programs, things like that. Very, very important. And we feel very confident that we're going to do a real good job this time around for 2020.
Miriam, why might somebody not be interested or be afraid of the census?
You know, on a human level,
right.
I mean, we do have an immigration situation. We have a lot of, Latinos and some people who are undocumented, unfortunately. And so I think it does create that natural fear. I'm hopeful that people will, step up and be counted because it is important for the long run. It is important to be counted. It truly is.
And it should be noted, I think, in rural areas especially, sometimes when people live a little bit off the road and they see somebody driving up the road who might be a census taker, I think the first initial reaction is hide, hit the floor, because somebody might be selling you something.
Mm-hmm. And so there is a fear factor associated with it.
People don't like they have people knocking on their doors anymore.
Yeah.
I get that, but this is really important. So if somebody is likely to be a census taker, when might they see somebody at their front door? And will they be identified?
Oh, yes, they would be identified. They would have to have the proper credentials. But we're trying to get people to feel comfortable with the people they're working with to do the census.
There's no ulterior motive here.
You're among friends to help you with the census, rather than somebody ringing your doorbell. Well, who are you? Are these credentials, accurate? Are they factual, or is somebody just trying to, scam you? But so we're working real hard in getting all the people to do the census.
folks, it's millions of dollars that the city of Allentown could pick up if we all respond positively.
Absolutely.
And just let people know that we live here.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's so easy to do.
Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. is the time
what
that
a
we,
great
could,
way.
We could
absolutely.
Get federal money
absolutely.
That will help 170 mm-hmm. federal programs that would come in, community development block grants. This is big.
Leonard Leitner, Director of Department of Community and Economic Development for the City of Allentown, was kind enough to sit down and provide us with more details about the census and Allentown's efforts. Welcome, Leonard.
Thank you.
How do you believe the coronavirus has affected the responses to the census in regards to job loss, unemployment numbers?
I think this coronavirus has really impacted us on the response. And the reason why I say that, because all the efforts and energy has really been focused on the coronavirus and keeping people safe. When we originally started off with our census, the city of Allentown, along with many other municipalities and the counties, we all came together with strategic plans on how do we get the message out. For Allentown specifically, we had opened up many community hubs, and community hubs were areas that our nonprofits were, you know, like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, Salvation Army, other places like that that had foot traffic coming in, and they were able to talk with people that are coming in, making sure there was resources there for them to really understand the census. And we also actually put some computers in some of the locations so that there would be someone there to help them navigate that, as well as the computer access. So with the coronavirus, many of those organizations closed their doors. We also had community ambassadors that were out in the field that were trying to touch base with many of the residents and people that are coming in and out of different facilities, but that had to be put on hold. I think we probably would have been a little further ahead. I think our numbers would have been up more so than they are now, but I think with everyone sheltering in place, it kind of took the focus off the census and more on the COVID.
The U.S. Census Bureau has restarted field operations. Does that mean that the Allentown census hubs are being reactivated and staffed by the ambassadors?
Not all of the census hubs will be reopening because many of them are still closed down right now. We are in touch with our regional census bureau. We're on the heels of having a meeting with them on our strategic efforts to work together to try to really make sure we get a response rate that picks up. But we do have a few census hubs that will be reopening. They will have their doors open because June 26th is the estimated date that we're supposed to go to the green. And if that does happen, some of the organizations are looking at reopening on that Monday. And what does that look like for our census hubs? We know we've spoke to a few of them that will be reopening. Our census ambassadors are back up and functioning, but they never really took a rest. They were actually heavily involved with the social media aspect, trying to push the message through social media, phone calls. They were actually doing phone calls as well. So we were trying to do whatever we could with the ambassadors to still push the issue, which I think is, what, again, another successful reason why we were still able to get an increase even during the coronavirus.
Mayor O'Connell, during his State of Allentown address, mentioned an undercount of nearly 30% in the 2010 census because certain neighborhoods were apprehensive and not trusting of the process. How has your partnership with Faces International reached into those neighborhoods and found success?
As a matter of fact, I just had a meeting with Faces International, and we were just looking at the numbers of what we call impressions from the sites, and it's actually, I feel, doing pretty well. When we talk about the impressions of ads, we had over 35,000 impressions. Now, what that does for us, it just shows that people are looking at it, whether people are liking it or viewing it several times, and we are looking at trying to, you know, really analyze that data to see what the demographics are. So we feel that even though this COVID-19 is happening, we still feel that the message is being pushed out there. People are interacting with it, and we are keeping track of the data as people apply. But you're absolutely right. With the hard-to-count areas, it really is tough right now with the pandemic. So I can tell you that Faces International, along with the census ambassadors we have, they're doing everything they can to touch base with neighborhood leaders, people they know in the neighborhood, some of the pastors in the churches, to see if they're really talking to their parishioners, if they're talking to neighborhood personnel to see if they have, in fact, filled out their census. So we're doing everything we can, as best we can.
How else has the Faces International partnership helped get the message out for the census?
That relationship has been excellent. Working with Kevin Green, he and I stayed in touch almost on a weekly basis. You know, one of the great things that FACES did with our census ambassadors was at the Y, during the COVID, with many of the kids not having food, the Y was handing out food, lunches during the afternoon. So what we did was we actually had a whole bunch of flyers made. FACES International, along with our census ambassadors, spent time at the Y. So as the parents were coming up to get their meals for the kids, they would hand out the flyers, and even in the line as people were waiting, they were utilizing their iPad to try to get some people to complete the census while they were in line waiting. So with FACES International, they've been very creative with that. They also created the phone bank. We're heavily involved with the ambassadors on reaching out, doing phone contact, and also the advertisement with the social media. So they had not stopped during this whole process with the COVID.
You have stated that this is a no-excuse census. Will that require census ambassadors to go door-to-door?
Well, we're going to, that's still on the table, but we're going to wait to see when we speak with the regional census office on what their strategy is, because we really want to see. We don't want to duplicate efforts. If they're about to deploy their field officers, then we probably don't want to send duplicate messages. So we're going to wait to see what they're going to do, and we may piggyback on their plans. But we do want to make sure that we're going door to door or neighborhood to neighborhood to hand out information. So we're doing things such as that.
Are you still seeing any pushback or reluctance or fear from inner city neighborhoods to complete the census?
I think that has kind of dissipated. I haven't heard anything of late that people are concerned or fearful. If anything, we're trying to take this COVID situation and really push that on the importance of the census. People will say, well, how are you doing that? Well, again, when we look at the census itself, even though we're receiving COVID funding, if our numbers are accurate enough from the census data, we believe that having accurate numbers as best we can help even with receiving additional funding in the future based off this COVID. And if a situation like this were to happen again, at least our numbers are accurate as close as they can be to help receiving that. So we're trying to take this message and really let people understand it's more the COVID is a part of this that can help us really push the importance of each and every individual person, especially when you're looking at the healthcare and the COVID testing. So I think many of the concerns and fears about deportation or getting the information, I think it's dissipated.
Then you are confident that you'll complete a no-excuse census for 2020.
I would say I am confident that we've done everything that we can to create a no-excuse census. Even city council, they passed a $100,000 budget to really push this census because each and every one of them knew the importance of the numbers. The mayor himself, again, supporting that effort. And each and every one of the council members, the mayor, many of the community groups, the nonprofit organizations, they've all understood the importance of this. So we've done everything we can to make sure that the message is out there.
Well, thank you, Leonard Leitner, Director of the Department of Community and Economic Development for the City of Allentown. We appreciate your information and insight.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish WDIY the best of luck. We look forward to talking with you in the future.
One thing is for certain, every resident taking time to complete the census for 2020 is important for Lehigh Valley's future. If you have not filled out the census, you can always fill it out at mycensus2020.gov. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.